Detta är kassetten
en söndag tur.
En fortsättning på intervju med Gustav Olofsson, James från New York. Och det är idag den 10 september 1985.
Now you got...
Ja,
så det betyder det att när du blir förman då, Gustav, då satt du i mellan två eldar här.
Oh yeah, all foremen do that.
De hade kunnat sagt till att we don't like you anymore, out you go. And the union couldn't protect you.
That's right.
So you took a big chance.
You take a chance. You take a chance.
Betalade dig tillräckligt, tyckte du?
Oh yeah, you get, but like now there was strike for 6 weeks. Well, they let us work. They let all the foremen work.
Oh.
So we drew our pay and there was strike twice for the matter. And they wouldn't let us work, so we stayed home. But we still drew our pay, see, so we...
Ja, och vad hade de för krav då, fackföreningen?
Well,
de ville ha mer betalt.
Det var betalt, en pension, en pension, en... Det var a lot of things they got
iron out,
but that didn't take too long, that strike.
Fick de vad de ville ha?
Yeah. Well, half and half.
Half and half. Fick du också lön?
Oh, we always got raised too. If the,
på samma gång?
Ja, efter vi got raised too, the same thing.
And you stayed
so
home?
We gained on it. Gained on it too.
Så under den tiden du arbetade nu för Crash & Tool, du fick löneförhöjning automatiskt.
Oh ja.
Så du behövde springa med en picket
sign. Oh no. Uh-uh.
So you did
but
all right.
I still have born 10 years too early because I never had was paid what I do get now. Now it's sky high. We never made that money 20 years ago as we do now.
Är det så högre?
No, but...
Så hur tror du man kommer med för stora krav, fackföreningen? Har de för stora krav, tror du, för en 10-15 år sedan? Nu har de inte så stora krav därför att nu vågar de inte.
Ja,
men för en 10-15 år sedan?
That's why they worked themselves out of the job.
They went overboard.
Well,
vad hände nu, till exempel Art Metal?
Ja, yeah, that's
det var en stor, det var en stor fabrik.
Ja. Yeah.
Det var en av de största.
Ja. Yeah.
Den var större än Crash & Tool.
Ja.
Och den gick ju så fantastiskt bra.
Ja.
Vad hände där?
Ja, fackförening.
Så det var,
I won't say it to anybody, but don't spread it.
Du tror inte att det var the management's fault?
Well, both probably. And it was the same Crescent Tool, Prodo.
Ja. Så Carl Pettersson, han dog?
Well, han dog 1932.
Han var en gammal man redan.
Oh yeah, he was old. But then Marvin, his son, took over. Oh. So he was not Carl Pearson, the old man. He was out in the shop, and he talked to everybody. And it was all Swedes, and he talked Swedish, and there was just one family. But Marvin, he never went out to the shop, and talk to the workers.
Och han gick aldrig ute på golvet?
No, never. In the office, that's all. But when he got to know anybody good, then he was his best friend. It took a long time for him to be acquainted with them, with somebody. But when he got really acquainted with somebody, he was the best friend to him.
You as a foreman, or did you get acquainted with him on a personal basis?
Yes, and he liked me.
Uh-huh. So he could rely on you?
But then, I liked him too.
So how long did he continue then? How long did he continue?
Well, he, when he sold the shop, I don't know.
The family sold it?
Well, he sold it. He He said, how many years ago is it? 25? 1960. Have you still got that on?
No, 1960.
I believe so, around that time anyhow, they sold it to 1960.
I think so too.
So, and then he
retires.
Was he old enough then to retire? Or?
Well, he was old enough, but he had cancer, so he died.
Oh, I see. And he had no children?
Yeah, he had two boys, but nobody wanted to take over.
Was it hard for a son like this Marvin Peterson to take over after his father, you think? What did they do different? You know, his father walked on the shop floor, you said, but the son, he had a different idea.
Marvin?
Yeah?
No, I think they had just about the same.
What the same?
They went the same way as they did before. The only thing is personality. He was born here in that country, and he was not...
Did he talk Swedish?
Oh yeah, he talked Swedish.
He did?
Yeah. But not as good as the old man.
So, he was more svenskare in Kristian Tool?
Years back, they were all svenska.
Ja.
And they were all Scandinavian. I can say they were norska, and danska, and finska, and svenska.
Var det många norska och danska
här? Oh, ja, det var. Men de alla talade svenska. Jaså,
ja.
Om det var en norsk, du kunde inte säga, för han talade svenska. Det var en finne, han talade svenska. De talade svenska allihopa, säger. Det gör de här i stan.
Ja, ja, ja.
Ja. All over. And then when the war started, then they come inspectors from the government in. And we had government orders. So he said, we don't see any Italian people here. We don't see any Negroes here. No. Carl Peterson, the founder of this shop, was his wish that it was just going to be Scandinavian people working here. Well, they said, you can't do that if you're going to have any government order. You got to hire anybody who comes along and asks for a job and is suitable for it. So they have to start to take in everybody.
So that's why everybody came in then?
Yeah.
They couldn't refuse anybody?
They couldn't refuse anybody.
So what happened then when the first Italians come into the Swedes and
well,
the Finns and
not,
Norwegians?
There wasn't too many of them, so they were still mostly Swedish.
Could you, what kind of jobs did they get then?
They got
from the beginning?
Whatever was a...
In
job opening, see, then they got it, then.
Ja, du var förman nu, du kunde se hur mycket de presterade.
Oh, yeah.
Var de lika
well,
bra
you
då?
See, we had a piecework. They had piecework. So the more they worked, the better, more money they got. That's the way it worked.
So you had the base pay, though, per hour? Or you had piecework?
You had piecework. You had so much, 100 pieces of work. So if there was a hard worker, you could get more. But then when the union came in, then it stopped. You can't do one so much.
You could do so many pliers a minute, an hour.
Yeah.
Did the union demanded less per hour or more?
Less.
Less? For the same pay?
Yeah.
I see. Oh, so you couldn't really see the difference between a Swede and an Italian there?
Oh no, not Italian. You can see the difference now.
No, but I mean, when I started
years back when they come from Italian, that one was born in Italy.
Yes,
there you saw the difference.
Did they work slower or?
Well.
Or how could you?
It's all right so long as there were one or two or three. But if they got too many.
On the same spot?
Yeah. Then they bunch together.
Did they slow down the production then?
No, no, I won't say that really, but in average.
But the Swedes though, they didn't back off.
Well,
but they had to.
They had to.
So, and then more and more in the 50s and 60s, then there were all kinds of...
Yeah, all kinds, all mixed, just like the...
And the Swedish disappeared from the, in the talk?
Well, they didn't disappear, but they got mixed up. There is no difference between them now.
No, not now, but I mean...
Not even the color, they are mixing with everybody too. Oh, yeah.
But there's not too many colored people here, though,
not too many, but they're all right.
Where did they come from? From Buffalo, or...?
Yeah, they come a lot of from Buffalo.
So, from other places, like Cleveland and Pittsburgh, do they come to Jamestown?
No, I think not too many, because Jamestown never paid quite as much as it cost less. It costs more to live in Cleveland and Buffalo, and they pay more there. So the Jamestown is don't cost so much to live, and they don't pay so much either.
I see.
I could have got a job as a supertender in Detroit, a Honda hammer shop. Oh. There, but I didn't take it.
You didn't want to move away?
No. Well, we decided not to.
So there's less expensive to live here then? In other words, you can make more money that way?
Yeah, it is more expensive, but to make more money, so you're nothing ahead of.
But the worker looking for a job, he looks for the highest pay.
Some
he doesn't
do.
Look how much the rate for the gas and electricity
yeah.
is. That comes
mm-hmm.
after he moved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about politics now? Did you discuss politics in the factory?
No, not too much.
Not too much.
I never do. I'm not a politician.
Well, you're not interested in politics then, was
no.
How about when you ate now, when you had lunch, and you brought your lunch bucket? Did you sit in a big circle in the floor?
No, we mixed. We mixed. We sat right, whatever we could. At that time, we didn't have a lunch room or anything.
Not at that time?
No, not at that time.
And many times you ate when the machines were running too, or?
They changed automatically. And many fellas, I don't think they had any breakfast home in the morning. And then about 9 o'clock, they had a coffee hour before noon. Or in the hammer shop, we couldn't have, say, 9 o'clock, no. We had it whenever they got through with the heat. They could stop and have a coffee. And then around 9 o'clock, and between 9 and 10, they all sit down and have breakfast. And it took almost a half an hour, but it should only take 10 minutes. And then in the same thing in the afternoon, then he had another coffee break. Mm-hmm. But
then when the union came in, you had to go by the law, though, in other words.
No, we couldn't have a special set time. We just have to go by in the hammer shop. In the other shop, in the rest of the shop, they had 10 minutes after 9, they had coffee break. But in the hammer shop, no. Whenever you could do, take it.
Oh, I see.
Because when you had a fire, bars you in the fire, you got to smig them in the vent.
Ja. Annars kallnar det fort då, vet du.
Ja.
So there was a high production then, and the tool went all over the world.
We had 34 hammers there.
What is the story now with this crescent wrench? What is the story behind it? Did they call Peterson bring it from Sweden, or what is your story?
I guess so. That's what I heard.
This the truth?
That's what I understand, that he got the Bakkerens...
Bakko?
Yeah. At the brother from Sweden got the hole of it there. And
did you see it in Sweden before you left?
No, no. So, but that's what I heard, that's all I can say. Oh. I'm not sure about it, but he changed it a little bit. And
that was the best seller, this wrench?
Yeah, well, it's a good wrench.
So he had big orders from auto manufacturers? And
oh yeah, yeah, they sold. Years back, they sold tools all over the whole world. During the war, there was, when the comes reported, were Christian friends and Christian pliers and all over. We had a good trade. We had a very good
And good steel was used?
Good steel.
Where did he get the steel from?
Well, they bought it. They bought it from Buffalo and they bought it from Cleveland. And I don't know what they bought good steel.
There was nothing imported from Sweden?
They tried it, but it cost too much.
It was too expensive?
Yeah, it cost too much to buy it from Sweden. But it was beautiful tools. He bought a little bit years back.
And you could see the difference in the quality?
Oh, yeah. You know, the Swedish steel, you can work it. Like you want to weld two pieces together. The steel you got here, you got a welding compound. And if you're going to weld it together by hand. In Sweden, you used to heat two pieces up and put them together like this and hammer them down. And they stick just as good.
Oh, you can't do that with American steel?
Not here. You got a welding compound, powder.
Oh, I see. So there's a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of difference.
There's a lot of difference in these. But like I said, it cost too much. He tried it, the old man.
During what years was the highest selling from the factory? The highest volume? Was it the 50s or 40s or 60s?
The
highest volume produced in our from Crescent.
Well, I think it was now when I quit around 69, because there was over 900 workers.
Oh, 900?
There was 900 workers
when I
quit, and there was 400 when I started. So you see, they went up and up and up and up in all them years.
And now, it's still...
Nothing.
When did they close down?
2 years ago.
And it's gone?
It's gone. They're going to tear down the building, one building.
So you mean they don't make Christian tool anymore?
No.
Nobody bought it?
Nobody. Well, there is other factories who bought it, but I think half of the buildings are standing empty.
But they don't produce any Christian tools?
No. Mm-mm. And not the Prodo either. There is no wrenches or tool factory in Jämtland anymore. And that's a shame. Because there was a big producer.
So what happened to all those workers? Did they leave Jamestown or what did they?
They spread out, but I don't know. I don't know where they all are.
So that's changing times.
Yeah.
What kind of organizations do you belong to now? You had Hallandsklubben here, that was a local...
Thule.
Thule Lodge?
Yeah.
You don't belong to Vikings?
No, no.
Thule Lodge. When did you join Thule Lodge?
1929.
Right away?
The week after I had started, he came to America. He just brought me down to Thule and... The Vasa, I joined there and...
That a benefit to belong to a lodge, to meet
yeah,
other people?
Oh yeah, that time we had, I still have what you made, but now... they cost, you get, if you got sick, you got $6 a week And you could live on that at that time, if it happens. Now it don't. But there was us, everybody was Swedes, and green Swedes. So that's where we went. And we are the one, was the one we had dances together, and we tried to keep up the laugh. The laugh wasn't very good then. There was...
Much smaller at that time, but...
Well, there was almost, we didn't have any money.
At that
time, but we plowed through it, and then we took in, then we changed, there was only men. Thule was only a men Lars. But then we decided we was going to take in women. And after that, they picked up.
Uh-huh. It did some good.
It did some good, yeah. Yeah, but the ladies, they had their own lodge, though, in Vasa.
Yeah.
The women's lodge.
Yeah, but they are going, like now,
Hercules yeah,
went in with Thule.
Thule, yeah.
There was a man Lars. But then Flora went in with Thule. That's a lady's Lars.
Yes.
So they went in with Thule. Oh. So now I don't think there is too many ladies Lars left.
No. So when you came over then, you didn't join the church then, you... Stayed all of the church life.
Well, we did go to church, but we didn't join. We didn't join before, I think it was 1950. We joined.
When you were married.
Zion Covenant.
No, when you went to Sweden, that was.
We hadn't joined then.
But Dana was living with us. And she was with us at church always.
Så hur träffar du din fru nu? Flickan från Venice?
Jo, the workers had a hall up on Second Street. They used to have dance there used every Saturday.
You mean the workers was a union or?
Well, they call it themselves workers. I don't know really what it was. I think it was mostly, you know, they had a football gang here, and the one was workers, and one was the Reds, and well, they call it the workers. And they used to have a rent a hall up on Second Street and have dances. So I went there one time, and she spotted me, and. Well, we got together that way.
Och så ni gifte er då i...
Ja, well, we didn't get married right away. I think it took us, I don't know how long, a year, a good year after that.
We got married 1937.
37. Och vilken präst gifte er? Vilken präst blir ni gifta idag?
From the Lutheran Church, First Lutheran.
Yeah, well, that was First Lutheran Church. Yes.
Can you remember his name?
Lincoln?
No, after Lincoln.
Why after Lincoln?
Oh, I can't think of it. It's so common. It's a Swedish name.
Inte Westerberg,
väl?
No.
No, it was before.
Före Westerberg.
Före
Westerberg. Ja, den känner jag inte till. Det är en som jag har.
Can you? All of us
said Bert Swanson,
but that was not so, huh?
Yeah. Pastor Swanson?
Yeah.
Jaha, ja. Och ni har en son?
Yeah. Ja.
Men sen köpte du en liten farm också ute i Asheville, eller var det någonstans, utanför Jamestown?
Yeah. I did buy one, but then I only had that one summer, and I worked too hard, so I got sick, and I say, Tyra.
Are you talking about the same thing, the farm?
Yeah, on the farm.
You mean up on...
In Driftwood?
Driftwood?
Yeah.
Well, I only know you mentioned that you bought a farm.
Yeah, we did have a farm there. But there was quite a few years ago.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I didn't have it too long. I let it go back.
But you intended to stay there if you haven't...
And then it was before I was foreman, so and I stood on the hammer and worked hard through the day, and I couldn't give up that job. And I worked home on the farm.
And there was
and
too much?
I didn't, it was before the tractors came out, so I had horses.
Oh, I see.
And a lot of hard work. Well, we were young and didn't know any better. We should have, I had milk cows. I had 7 milk cows. But I should have sold them and raised up young stock. There wouldn't have been so much work, but I didn't, so. I went up to 4:30, 5 o'clock, milked the cows, and went to shop 7 o'clock, home, worked about 10 o'clock in the evening, and...
It just didn't go too good.
So, all of a sudden, I was laid out there, and the doctor said, you overworked, and you just got to slow down, if you're going to live. Mm-hmm. So, that was the end of that.
So your wife, she also helped out then on the farm, she...
Huh?
Your wife had to work on the farm too then, of course, to...
Well, she helped me.
To help out.
She helped me milk. Yeah. She is a good milker.
Yes, so.
It isn't long ago since she took first prize down the mall.
Is there?
She had a cow there and...
Is there,
and there was the one who could milk most. In so many
minutes. And she won.
So she said, here's a chance for you. Go ahead. So she did. My God, she got milked that much in a quart bottle. And the other one, she got that much.
Were the men that could milk the other
no,
ladies here?
There was a boy. A boy, he was couldn't be more than about 14 years old or something. And he was doing pretty good. But she doubled it.
She got a good call then.
Boy, she can milk.
But there was too much then, in other words, to have the farm and go to the work.
Yeah.
Too many hours.
Well, if I had sold a young milk cows and had just young stock.
Then you have been all right.
Yeah. And there was
and I could have gone to work too, you know.
Yeah, she was a nurse.
Well, I took up a licensed practical nurse, is what I...
I see. So you worked years
well,
ago, too, then?
At that time, I wasn't.
No. So there was too much, then, so you...
it was too much.
And then you moved into...
But then when I quit farming, then they appointed me a foreman for days, so I gained on that thing.
I see. So Hallandsklubben, you are one of the charter members of Hallandsklubben.
Well, I joined the first meeting they had.
Oh, and it was in
1943. In November.
Oh, and there were a lot of Hallandingar then in Jamestown.
Yeah, there was all Hallandingar and...
Nobody else?
And fruarna, whatever. One of them was Hallanding, in of them.
And nowadays, there's only you.
Ingeborg, she was the started. She is the one who started when they started the Halland Club.
Sure,
talk about it. You sure. Talked about it, but Bemis Point, Bemis Beats. No.
They were up here near Stowe.
Yeah, but up by the Eriksjön.
No.
They had a. Outing there,
yes.
And then they started talking about the Halland Club and if they shouldn't start a Halland Club, and then the organizer was going to meet. The first meeting was the in November 1943, and then they tried to contact as many Hallanding as they could. So we joined, and there was many others who joined, but we are the only ones, me and Tyra, who joined in November.
November.
But then there is some who joined in December, There is one, Mrs. Hansen, she joined in December. Gust Engberg, he joined in December. But it's a month after us. So in the bylaws says, anybody who joined in November, the first meeting, that's a charter member. That means that we are the charter member.
So how many are left now then? You are one, Ingeborg Nelson is...
And Hilde Wahlström, födda I Halland.
Three still living here in Jamestown?
Yeah.
Only three left then?
Yeah. Three left.
And then Herb Andersen, he's in Sweden and in Florida in the wintertime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't attend any meetings?
They don't come here to Jamestown.
But you still meet in the hall?
Yeah, we still meet.